Well, Lorena, time to get out and about in Las Cruces. And it is going to be a beautiful weekend for things to do out and about in the community, including one of my favorites, the 18th annual Cars for Kids.
Yeah, Cars for Kids. It's been going on for a long time. The Kiwanis Club of Las Cruces puts it on. I feel like it's one of those events that if you don't have one of those graduation parties to go to, if you're going to skip the ceremony, you want something to kind of fill your morning, this is a really nice event. It's free. It's at Young Park. They moved it to May because a lot of people said it was just too hot in June.
Yes, bravo, bravo. Clap, clap for me because it is hot in June.
It's really hot in June. So they moved it over to May, and then, of course, they have their whole Raft the Rio in June, so that's going to be happening coming up soon as well. So pretty much you go and register your car. They have a wide range of cars that you can show off, and Best in Show wins $200. Other trophies are going to be handed out by the sponsors. So it's a family event. There's going to be a fishing clinic. They always have a pancake breakfast, and then they also have burgers and hot dogs when lunchtime comes around. So pretty much all of these things are helping to benefit Jardín de los Niños, which is their charity of choice for this event, and that's what the proceeds are going to help. So they also tend to register 100-plus cars at this event that you can go and check out. Like I said, it's free, and they also have live music. So once again, just a really nice family event. It's free. Kill some time if you're not going to graduation or just kind of enjoy a nice, beautiful morning at the park.
Yeah, it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. At Young Park at 1905 Nevada Avenue. If you've never been, go check it out. We got another, this event's really grown, Uke Fest.
Yeah, Uke Fest is going to be today through Sunday. So this is something.
It's gone from, I remember when they first started. I know Cheryl, she started with the Uke thing. And all of a sudden it's grown to a three-day event.
Yeah, and it's been, the club itself, the organization itself really has grown too. And so you can really see that in a lot of the classes that they have, a lot of the opportunities that they provide the community with. So this is a festival. It's going to include workshops, concerts. They're going to have a nice jam session. They're going to have a catered lunch for those that are going to be there on Saturday, I believe, and then vendors, drawings, and then there's some fun for the kids. The kids are going to have their very own workshop. So this is all just something I think that everyone can participate in and enjoy and something that you can really learn from.
Let me ask you this, as I always like to put you on the spot. Do you feel nasty?
No. So, Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson. Okay. You know, it's an opening. It's an opening. So, Janet Jackson is coming to New Mexico.
Yeah, Janet Jackson. She actually had a show scheduled last year, but she canceled a lot of her tour dates, obviously, because she got pregnant and she had a kid. Completely valid reason.
It's valid. It's especially with all the dancing she does and all that stuff.
So she's a really amazing performer and entertainer. So she rescheduled her date. It's coming up soon, September 19th. So get your tickets. Really nice kind of range in prices from $31 to $300. So whichever you prefer the VIP experience or you just want to sit on the lawn and really just enjoy the concert, because I've been in that venue and it's a very nice.
And it's at the Sleta Amphitheater in Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque. So it'll be a nice weekend trip for those of you looking to head out there.
Real quickly, let's welcome back Gabriel Iglesias tonight.
Tonight, he also canceled some tour dates kind of to get his health in check, and he's back and at it. So really good reviews from his shows previous to this. He's going to be in El Paso, Don Haskins Center. He's a favorite. They've sold a lot of tickets to this show. There's very few left, but if you can get your hands on them, make the trip over.
Definitely
he puts on an amazing show.
Worth the laugh. All right, it is summertime, so it's time for some barbecue and a taste for your impulse. You got it.
So this is Ribtown Barbecue. It's on Main Street. If you've never seen, it's this bright red building that's right off Main Street. It used to be an old home, I think. They have some really good deals. They have some plates they have that serve up chicken breasts, pulled chicken, pulled pork, brisket, smoked sausage, ribs, a bunch of different stuff. They also offer turkey legs.
Turkey legs? No way.
Turkey legs. Not a lot of places offer that up as well. And then some really good
sides. You don't have to wait for a fair or anything like that.
No.
They've got the turkey legs.
You can go stop by, get your turkey leg for lunch, eat it at your desk, I guess.
I can imagine your coworkers walking by as you're chomping down on a turkey leg.
Well, you know, it's a busy day, and you just got to eat at your desk sometimes. It's a good keep your other hand free to work. So.
Okay.
And then, of course, they have, you know, individual kind of stuff, but also like family packs if you want to go and get a bunch of food for your family.
All right. Taste for your impulse. Lorena, thank you very much.
Thank you.